Tantor Audio presents It Takes a Witch by Heather Blake. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. I'm usually not in the habit of tiptoeing through strange houses under the cover of darkness. It was unsettling to say the least, and I felt completely out of sorts. My outfit only added to my discomfort. The flouncy, frilly pink satin bodysuit, tulle tutu, and pink ballet slippers were a far cry from my usual jeans and tee. It didn't help that my every move was being watched closely. As I crept up the aged wooden stairs of a large house along the coast of Salem, Massachusetts, Amanda Goodwin followed behind me with her mother-in-law, Charisse, bringing up the rear. They'd ushered me straight upstairs as soon as I'd arrived, their eyes lit like they were two little girls sneaking a peek at Santa. At the top of the steps, a long hallway branched into four bedrooms, one of which had its door closed. Pink and black polka-dotted block letters attached to the wood paneling declared it as my destination. Laurel Grace Goodwin's bedroom.
"Have you done this before, Miss Merriweather?"
Amanda asked softly, tugging on my gossamer wings.
"Played the tooth fairy?"
I had sized up Amanda immediately as a hip suburban soccer mom in her designer jeans, beaded tank top, and Grecian-inspired sandals. A natural blonde, she wore her hair long and straight, parted down the middle. Lots of lip gloss and mascara, but not much else. I smiled, trying to hide my nervousness.
"Please call me Darcy, and this is my first time."
"I truly hoped it would be my last. Tulle and I didn't get along."
My legs were itching something fierce, despite the thin protection of a pair of tights.
"Well,"
Charisse had the strong Boston accent of someone who had been born and bred in this area.